Okay, Morav Rabotai, we are learning halachos of Kriya, and what I'd like to do with you today are like some of the practical aspects. Turn to Shulchan Aruch Se'if Yud. It says in the Gemara on Chaf Beis, Arfak Susay Eino Tzarech Likroa, that you don't have to tear Afar Kisuso. Now, what exactly is Afar Kisuso? So the Mechaber tells us that there is a machlokas. Some assume Afar Kisuso is the Beged Zeya Hadavok L'Besaro. Some assume it is the garment that's there primarily to absorb sweat. Others assume that Afar Kisuso is a Beged Elyon Shekorin Kafa. Others assume that it is the Beged Elyon. And the minig is that we don't tear the kafa, says the Mechaber, but al abe ve'ima, we do tear the kamiza. We do tear the Beged Tachton. The Rama writes that our minig is that we neither tear the Beged Tachton nor the Beged Elyon. Now, it's just worth noting that there is a third day in Rishonim that's found in Rashi / Pseudo Rashi and is found in the as one day in the Aruch, I believe, which is that Arfak Susa is some Beged Shemechasin Bo Es Harosh. It's some garment that you wear on the head. That opinion does not make it to the big book of Shulchan Aruch, but basically we have a din that Arfak Susa does not require kriya. Now, according to the Sfaradim, the Pashtus is they should tear the Beged Tachton. And then the Pashtus is that the Beged Tachton would be what we call an undershirt, no? In Ivrit HaModernit, an undershirt is called a gufiya, no? A gufiya, correct? Anyone Google Translate this one? A gufiya is an undershirt. And the Pashtus is, according to Sfaradim, we should tear the gufiya. Maran Chacham Ovadi Yosef Zichrono Livracha, Zecher Tzadik Livracha Lechaye Olam Haba, in a shuvah in Chelek Vav, so Chacham Ovadi Tainos, that the minhig developed later on, it's Chelek Vav Simin Lamed Beis, the minhig developed later on, that even Sfaradim do not tear the undershirt. They even Sfaradim follow Ashkenazi practice that they do not tear the gufiya. Now, in the Mishmeres Simachos on page 58, he raises the question, when exactly did this minhag develop? The Chida, who did not live that long ago, mentions the minhag the same as we have the minhag. So l'cha'ayra, it's not clear when this developed. And therefore, the Mishmeres HaSmachos comes up with his own wild and crazy idea, in my opinion. He says that he thinks an undershirt, l'kuli alma, is not a beged. Zukter, the definition of beged is something that you wear outside. People do not go outside just in wife beaters. No? Welcome to the Heights! In summer camp, like, that's Big Day Shabbos. No? What? In Israel. They wear, like, so I don't fully get, but he says that, like, respectable people won't go outside just in undershirts ever. Elamai, a kamiz, he says, that the Mechaber is talking about is like a linen garment that they wore on top of an undershirt. Now, there is a women's garment called a kamiz or camisole, no? It's like a thing. Right? If you don't know what it is, ask your wives. Now, if you don't have a wife, I don't recommend that you stop girls on the street and ask them what a chemise is, because you're likely to be hit by a purse if you do that. But the yisod is, it's not negi if you hit people with a purse, no? But the yisod is that he develops this idea that the Beged Tachton was more of a Beged, that they could, I imagine it's something like a shell. Right? You know how women often wear like a shell underneath, right? It's like, this is like the derech of women's clothing. I apologize if I have to explain to you the way women get dressed. Quite honestly, I've been married for around 20 years, and I still have like no real idea of how this stuff works. But a shell, I think he's assuming, is a real beged. And what that would mean is that for Sfaradim, you should tear the shell. For Ashkenazim, our practice is we don't tear the shell. But is that correct? Is a shell there as a beged only for Zeya? L'cha'ora, the shell is not there as a beged only for Zeya. L'cha'ora, a shell is there to add some color and accent and snius. No? Like women often will wear like a short sleeve t-shirt and a longer sleeve shell underneath it. So I, mamish, am not exactly sure what to do. But I could tell you that the practice is, based on the Rambam over here, that we neither tear the beged tachtoin, nor do we tear the beged elyon. The Sfaradi practice that they tear the beged tachtoin apparently is no longer observed. Okay, very nice. Now, when I talk about the beged elyon, what exactly does this mean? So there's a machlokes between the shach and the taz over here, what it means. No, the shach in Sifkatin Chav quotes a tshuva in the Masas Binyamin. I should point out that we believe that the Masas Binyamin actually was a posek, as opposed to Rabbi Yisachar Katz, who wrote his tshuva about women breastfeeding in shul. And he says, since it's based on the Masas Binyamin, and the Masas Binyamin is a source that was disputed by his contemporaries, and later on we found out some things about the Masas Binyamin that we're not so into, so Rabbi Yisachar Katz basically is going to dismiss the Masas Binyamin. The Masas Binyamin is from the Gedolei HaPoskim, no? Look, how often does a shach quote a Masas Binyamin? We have Masas Binyamin Hilchos Nida Kuf Tzadi Hei, no? When I'm eating at the table and my wife's a Nida and there are other people around, I don't need a hecker. Why? Masas Binyamin. No? Masas Binyamin is like a heavy hitter. But, okay, the shach over here quotes the Masas Binyamin that basically you don't have to tear your shul mantel, you do have to tear your ruck. And the Taz disagrees. The Taz says, shul mantel, right? No one wears a shul mantel to the Beis HaKvaris. So shul mantel basically is something that you only wear for kavod. I imagine it's like the great chazonim have something that they wear, or like in Spanish-Portuguese synagogue, Sali has like the robes that he wears, no? It's like for the begodim of kavod that you wear. So the Taz says that, right? You're never going to wear it to Beis HaKvaris, nothing to talk about. The Shach says, no, that's what you don't have to tear. The nafkamim between the Shach and Taz l'cha'ira is, do you tear your jacket? No? Now, so the Shach says that you should tear the jacket. And the Shach writes, interestingly, that the minig is that we tear the jacket, right? The ruk, we tear, bein al ovav imo, bein al sha'ar meisim. And l'cha'ira, what that would mean is that by ovav imo, we tear kol begado, so you would tear the jacket and the shirt, according to the Shach. But by Sha'ar Mason for the Shach, you would only tear the jacket. I think that's the pshat in the Shach. I believe a jacket in Ivrit HaMardernet is called a jacket, or it is called a chalifa. Correct? Now, Taz would say that you don't tear a jacket, because according to the Taz, you only tear a beged that you wear at home. The jacket, everyone comes into the house and they take off their jacket, no? I happen to take off my jacket very often. When I walk outside, I wear my jacket. But l'chaira, that means I'm wearing it just out covered. Says the Taz, jacket does not require kriya. How do we pass the machlokes shach and taz? So, a few things. First of all, it's clear from the poskim, the Aruch HaShulchan writes over here, Davar Mefurash, that you don't have to tear your winter coat, no? You only wear your winter coat when you go outside. And that is something that is most akin to a shul mantel, which even according to the Shach, you don't tear. You don't tear a winter coat. What about a jacket? So the Reb Feivel Cohen in the Badei HaShulchan Tainas, that the best thing to do, and I'm pretty certain that Rabbi Willig Paskins this way as well, is that there's only a chi of kriya for us on the shirt. There's no chiyuv kriya on the jacket, really, because we paskin like the Taz. You take off your jacket when you're at home. There's no chiyuv kriya on the jacket. Now, what's interesting to note is the Taz tainas that you should not tear your jacket for aviv v'ima even, no? The Taz writes in Sif Katan He that it's a chumra da asi lidei kula. Didn't we speak about this recently? Like this expression of chumra da asi lidei kula? We spoke about this yesterday. Taz says that what's going to happen is if you tear the jacket for other v'imai, so people will come to tear the jacket for sha'ar mason. And I saw in this kehillah, in briars, when people sit shiva, even for sha'ar kroivim, they tear their jacket. Now that is only yotzei according to the shaf. You are not yotzei according to the taz. L'cha'or, the best thing to do would be that you should remove your jacket and tear kriya only on the shirt. Now, by other v'imai, do you tear the jacket also? So although it's interesting, by the way, this is my own ha'or within the taz says don't tear the jacket even by other v'imai, because, he says, it's going to be asili de kula. The Taz does not write that there's going to be Baal Tashchis. Now remember we spoke about Baal Tashchis in the Pischei Tshuva, Sifkat, and Aleph? The Taz does not say that. And L'cha'ira, according to Taz, there should be Baal Tashchis, unless you're going to say the word that we said from the Sefer Arzarua, that whatever you do for other V'imai is not B'chla Baal Tashchis. It's extra Kibud Av'im, and therefore there's no Baal Tashchis, but there would be chumra de asur de kula that people might only tear their jacket. So Rabbi Cohen says, and I think this is what Rabbi Willig paskins, take off your jacket at a lavaya, only tear the shirt. That's what he paskins. Mishmeres hasimachais says differently. The Mishmeres hasimachais says, interestingly, that although his approach to halacha is you go back to the Rishonim. So he says that he thinks it's klor from Rishonim, from an Arzarut, from a Sefer Aguda, the Ferish like the Taz. However, Rav Achronim follow the Shach, he says. And therefore, he's like not exactly sure what to do. So he says that for other V'imo Dafka, you should tear the jacket also. Again, I don't have a strict, like, halachic thing. I think the minig is that people do tear their jacket also by Aviv V'imo, that we don't follow that detail of the Taz, that's a chumra da asur de kula, but certainly by Sha'ar Kroivim, I would recommend removing the jacket and only tearing the shirt. So far, so good? Oh. Now, there's another machlaikis over here, which is, how do I take the din of beged le'inyan kriya? You see, let's go as follows. The Yeteria Talos Katan. Right? I'm not going to do it. My wife tells me. My wife, like, enforces dress code in SAR high school. So enforcing dress code for the girls basically is very noticeable when you're not in compliance with dress code. For a boy, sometimes you see a guy and he's just wearing what appears to be a gufiyah, and you ask, are you wearing tzitzis, no? That's enforcing dress code for the boys, correct? When I was in high school, actually, there was a kid in my class who had fake tzitzis. This is mamish a way of, he's like, he told the menahel, I'm going to get you, I'm going to wear fake tzitzis. I don't know if you're getting the menahel or God's going to get you, but someone's going to get someone else, right? But the guy mamish had fake tzitzis. He had strings that he would just like put around his belt loop. Takes talent, no? We used to have on our report cards in high school that there was a grade for attitude toward yeshiva ideals. You could get excellent, very good, good, poor, or antagonistic. I always wanted to get an antagonistic. I was like, I always thought this would be like the goal in life. I was never like, what can we do? It's chazer. So do you tear the talis cotton? And the tziv writes that you don't tear the talis cotton, just like the din is that a beged zeya you don't tear, so also a talis cotton we don't tear. In other words, our practice is that we don't tear the undershirt. So he says that the talis cotton is basically a beged shal mitzvah, and you don't tear the talis cotton. The Maharsham in the Das Torah says that you do tear the talis cotton, and that's quoted by the Mishmera Shalom in Ois Kuf Os Samach Tes. The Mishmera Shalom says that he quotes the Maharsham, who says that you tear the beged. Now, the Maharsham brings a raya. You know, there's a din beged, and the Baal HaTosfos Taina, that there's a discussion in the Gemara, Nida Samach Aleph, about when you bury a mace, do you bury the mace with tzitzis or not. The pashtus in the Gemara is that you bury a mace with tzitzis. And the Balei HaTosfos asks an interesting kasha. Why are you burying the mace with tzitzis? V'cha'ira, you're putter from tzitzis when you're dead. Not only because you're dead, but also because the din of tzitzis is that it requires a beged, and the beged is something that provides chimum for the guf. It warms you up. So therefore, if it's there to warm you up, so therefore maybe you're going to be putter because once you're dead, you're not getting warmed up, right? So that's the discussion of Balei HaTosfos. The Marsham uses that Tosfos. He says, one second, Im Kainim HaDevarim, so our tzitzis are a full-fledged beged. They're a full-fledged beged that they provide warmth, no? If it wouldn't provide warmth, I wouldn't be chayiv in tzitzis. So my tzitzis provide warmth. If they provide warmth, I should be, right? I should have to tear it. That's what the Maharsham says. So l'cha'ur, what the Netziv holds, is that we don't really parallel the dinim of beged for everything. A talis katan, of course, has a din beged. The real side be putter from tzitzis and gansin. However, what the Netziv is saying is that I follow the ikar kavana of this item. The ikar kavana of my undershirt. Is my undershirt a beged? I think it is. Haraya, right? I'm allowed to wear my undershirt outside, even in Fort Tryon Park, where, as we know, there's no air. Right? So, it's a beged. How come I wear it? Right? How come I... The teretz is that the din beged for hotzah on Shabbos, the din beged for tzitzis, the din beged for kriya, might not be the same din beged. That's what the Netziv is saying. And the Vada Gevist, it has a din beged that you're chayiv in tzitzis, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you're chayiv in kriya. That's pashtus, a fundamental machlokas between the Maharsham and the Netziv. Do I take dinim of beged? No? You see, the Tzitz Eliezer follows the Maharsham. Tzitz Eliezer feels that me'ikar adam we should tear our talus katans. And what should emerge according to the Tzitz Eliezer, therefore, is that I should also have to tear my undershirt in the winter, but not in the summer. No? See, in the summer, my undershirt is a din la'atsule mitinof. No? My undershirt in the summer is there because the sweat would make little ugly yellow stuff under your armpits. And that'd be really disgusting, no? So your undershirt during the summer is ela atzulei mitinof. Why do you wear an undershirt in the winter, if you wear an undershirt in the winter? The answer is, it adds additional warmth, no? If it adds additional warmth, so then maybe we could say that in the winter you should tear your undershirt, not in the summer. But lo ra'inu af echad me haposkim shechilei ka. We saw no posek who ever made such a distinction. And l'cha'ora, that seems to be a shtick oraya, that you know what? We assume that you don't tear undershirts, that we have a different hagdara of beged, le'inyin kriya, than we have for other dinim. An undershirt in the winter is a beged, it provides chimum, but still there's no kriya. Why is there no kriya? It's not the type of beged that we were koveya le'inyan kriya. Maybe it's not a beged shel chashivus or the like, right? There's a new definition of beged, a beged that you wear at home. Let's talk about this. A few other garments. Yaakov? So I remember Rabbi Bleich, Nishtugadacht, a few years ago lost a daughter, no? And I went with Rabbi Werblowski, who was my, did I go with Rabbi Werblowski? I went with Rabbi Cohen, Rabbi Tani Cohen. I remember, went with one of my chavrusas, Menachem of Rabbi Bleich. And I noticed, like, what did Rabbi Bleich tear when he's sitting Shiva for his daughter? So Rabbi Bleich is probably the last person on planet Earth who wears what we call three-piece suits. So the only thing Rabbi Bleich tore for his daughter was his vest. He didn't tear his jacket. He didn't tear his shirt. He only tore his vest. And what do you talk about during Shiva? You talk about Hilchos Avelos. So remember, we discussed it there by Bleich. How come he tore his vest? So he said, this is the pshat. The din of a beged is what the Taz says. That beged means what you wear at home. No? When he comes home, he takes off his jacket. He walks around with his vest at home. No? Is that the way vest wearers do it? He walks around with his vest at home. if you walk around with your vest at home. So therefore, he tore his vest. Because it was Shar Kroivim, it wasn't Aviv Imo, he only tore his vest, because by Shar Kroivim, we only tear the Beget Elyon. So he only tore his vest, nothing else. That was Rabbi Bleich's Cheshbin, no? He obviously did not hold like the Shach. According to the Shach, he should have torn his jacket, not his vest. No? Oh, okay. Good. Other begadim. Li yesh lehistapik, about tearing kriya on the tie. Is a tie a beged? No? On Shabbos, I wear my tie in Fort Tryon Park. L'cha'orah, that means it's a beged. But what we said a minute ago is that beged le'inyin Shabbos is not necessarily the koveya le'inyin kriya. The tie, l'cha'orah, is only a beged that you wear mishum kavod. No? If it's only a beged that you wear mishum kavod, for example, if you don't wear a tie on Sunday, so you don't wear a tie in July and August, so one could argue that you don't have to tear kriya on it. Mashal ma'adavar doyimah. In the Sefer Mishmeres Machos, he points out that even according to the shach, that you tear a jacket, there's a difference between a businessman and a yeshiva bachar. You see, a yeshiva bachar has a jacket, which is basically a black thing that came from the suit that he wore 3 years ago, that you have to throw on the floor and jump up and down a few times, and you only wear it for covered by davening. Right? You guys are aware of yeshiva bachur jackets? No? You've experienced it? A yeshiva bachur jacket. So yeshiva bachur jacket, but etzem, you only wear for davening. In fact, when I was in yeshiva, I used to have my jacket hanging in the coat room, and you only put it on for davening. If you only put it on for davening, and you dafka don't wear it outside? Right? So then, even according to the shach, you don't tear. You only tear it according to the shach, because you wear it outside Al Kopadim. So yeshiva bachur jacket, you don't tear. A tie. A tie is something akin to a yeshiva bachur jacket, no? You only wear it when you want to be a little more mechubit, no? You don't wear it all the time. And therefore, l'cha'ayra, you should not have to tear a tie. What about aviv v'imay? Do you have to tear a tie? So pashtus is not even, no? The meaning is that people don't tear their ties, no? Now, I have to admit, for certain Jews who are non-observant, kriya is a very hard thing, and many non-observant Jews don't want to do kriya, no? So you go to a levaya, and the relatives, I've had this many times, the relatives are non-observant, the parents were observant, parents davened in my shul, the children aren't observant, so you talk to them in advance while you tear kriya. And often they'll say, no, I won't tear kriya. So the funeral director always tries to help them. The funeral director always says, I'll give you a ribbon to tear. By Reformed Jews, Minhag America, as instituted by Isaac Meir Wise, Shem Rishon Yerkov, Minhag America was that, okay, you guys don't know what I'm talking about it, Google Minhag America, Isaac Meir Wise, and you'll learn some about modern Jewish American history. So in Minhag America, they tear the ribbon. L'cha'ayra, it's a pirtza in Hilchos Kriya. It's not a kiyum at all. They just stick it on to tear Kriya. I will not tear a ribbon with people. Because, you know what? If you want to do the mitzvah, fine. If you don't want to do the mitzvah, you know, we're not kofin al ha-mitzvot. I'm not going to force you to do the mitzvah. But I'm not going to do something that's a fake. However, I once had a guy who showed up at a levaya, and he said, I'm wearing Dad's favorite tie. I want you to rip the tie. So over there, I was willing to rip his tie. Because it seems to me that there is a svara that maybe a tie is enough of a beggar that perhaps, right, you're going to be chai. If we pass, we don't tear the tie usually. But you know what? I think a tie, one could argue, maybe is enough of a beggar. Maybe it's a kiyum of something. So, therefore, you tear the, therefore, if you a guy shows up to tear the tie, fine. Now, pajamas. Do you tear your pajamas? No, you could mamish, you could clear everything, Rebbe will say. Right? It's beautiful. Halacha is such a beautiful thing. So I remember Shmuel Maybrook's father, when he lost his brother. So I went to be Menachem Avil. Actually, I went to be Menachem Avil the night before my wedding. I went, because he was seeing Shiva like 2 blocks away from my house, I went to be Menachem Avil. So he told me the following story, that he said that he gets a phone call first thing in the morning, that like at 5 a.m. or something, that his brother was just nifter. So he wasn't sure what to do, so he calls Rav Schechter. Rav Shmuel Maybrook's father is very close to Rav Schechter. Calls Rav Schechter. So Rav Schechter said, "What are you wearing?" So he said, "I'm wearing my pajamas still." So Rav Schechter says, "Put on clothing and then tear kriya. He's not going to go to Levaya, right? So everything's in Eretz Yisrael. Tear kriya on regular clothing, not on pajamas. Why don't we tear pajamas?" Not at all clear, no? It's not at all clear. Rav Feivel Cohen is a little bit of a suffix. How come we don't tear pajama? L'cha Eira, one could argue that maybe the din beged la'inyan kriya is something that you wear in your house, like we said from the Taz, but something that you wear in your house b'fnei acherim. No? What happens, like, when you're sitting and learning Shabbos morning and the neighbors knock on the door because they need to borrow milk? What do you do first thing? You put your bathrobe on top of your pajamas, no? You don't wear your pajamas. You don't wear your pajamas. Right, b'fnei acherim. Is that correct? Unless you're in the dorm. If you're in the dorm, like, right, you wear pajamas, like, all day. College student. I once had a guy who was in my shir, and I was a Rebbe in BMP. We used to show up to shir every day with a pair of, like, lounge pants, like pajama pants. So I asked them why. And at one point, they finally had guts to ask the guy why. So he told me he was thinking of going to University of Florida, but finally he decided he's going to come to NYU instead. And he realized if he'd been University of Florida, he would dress the way college students dress, which is wear lounge pants and flip-flops all day. So he said, this is what he's going to do in NYU also, l'kayim, that he could have been University of Florida. Like, that's an impressive svara. Right? Not bad. Right? Not bad. Right? Came to share every day. The guy, seriously, this is a serious dream. Came to share every day lounge pants and flip-flops. Right? By the way, in Princeton, when my wife was in Princeton, I remember like walking around over there, everybody is named Chris, male or female, and everybody is playing lacrosse, and everybody is walking around in flip-flops, summer or winter. That's what they do, no? It's college students. Am I right? Absolutely. No, it's a shiloh, whether, okay, whatever. But l'chaira, pajamas don't have a chi of kriya. Bathrobes. So I assume that my bathrobe would have a chi of kriya, no? Because a bathrobe is something that you would wear b'fnei acherim. Especially if you are like, you know, a Hamish Yid, and you wear a Tishbekisha, you know? So that L'chaira would have a Chi of Kriya, at least for Aviv, the Imai, no? Obviously, there's no Chi of Kriya if you keep it in your closet the whole week of Shiva. But L'chaira, the bathrobe and the, what's it called, would have a Chi of Kriya. Let's talk about, so again, we spoke about vest. We spoke about talis cotton, pajamas, ties, ribbons. Are there any other begodin that we didn't speak about? Sweaters. Let's talk about sweaters and I'll take your comment. Do we tear a sweater? So the pashtus is that a sweater is like a winter coat. It's only a beged l'chimum. Now you only wear the sweater when you are in the winter and you're only wearing it for heat when you go outside. In the Mishmeres Tara, he quotes that the Chevra Kaddisha of the Prushim in Yerushalayim have a minhag that they tear the sweater. I don't know. I was misupik about this now. You know, like Rabbi Neuberger Shlita always wears these vests? Right? That's like his thing, you know what I'm talking about? Like a sweater vest?
Yeah, people
those wear things you wear in the house also, no?
People wear vests as a style.
It's like a style thing. But would you have to tear a sweater vest? So I think the minig is not to, but I'm not 100% sure whether That's proper, because according to the Tazus HaGedorah, something that you wear indoors, and you're not only wearing it in the winter when it's cold. Hooray, I think last week I made a mental note that I noticed that my Neuberger was wearing a vest one day last week when it was like 70 degrees already. It's like a style thing. So maybe the vest is chayiv in Kriya, no? We'll talk about women's Kriya in Wilhelm Monin, Mr. Press.
Yeah, so are all these things, based on what you're talking about, all like objective? Like even if someone like diverged from what other people did and like would wear this inside or something, a certain article of clothing that everyone else like typically would not, you wouldn't tear it or something?
I'm not sure. I think, honestly, if I always wear it one way, so then maybe it has it in Kriya for me.
Like a tie. There's cases where someone could wear a tie.
If you always wear a tie... I don't know. I don't know. Mr. Schiff.
Yeah, so just, Laura, we said that Bekeshel Kavod you wouldn't tear, so why a Bekeshel?
So is it Bekeshel, Bekeshel Kavod, or Bekeshel is their jacket?
Yeah.
Right, a Rosh Yeshiva, in any other yeshiva besides here, a Rosh Yeshiva wears a frock, or a Prince Albert, no? You know the difference between the frock and the Prince Albert, Rabbi Hossein? Do I have to teach you everything? I think of Prince Albert's little Babacher type frock, which is a knee length. No? Not sneistic knee length. Like, non-sneistic knee length. That's Prince Albert. That's what Babachers wear. And Litvisha Russia Yeshiva wear a frock that comes beneath the knee. No? Correct? You ever saw the Rebbe? The Babacher Rebbe used to wear a short frock. No? That's a Prince Albert.
Some people wear... Bekeshes wear it like a...
So people wear Bekeshes wear it like a jacket. So L'cha'ira, again, maybe for other ve'ima you should tear it. But Pashtus is that you should tear the shirts. The Pashtus is the real chi of Kriya is on the shirt. That's basically what we're getting at. Okay, women. How do women tear Kriya? So Shulchan Aruch Se'if Yud Aleph tells me that both men and women have to tear Kriya. Ella Shiha Isha Kaira as Hatata Masirosaila A Khareha the Khazeris with Kaira as her Elgin. That women, right, rip their bottom shirt and then they turn it around and then they rip the top shirt. Again, we're talking about by other the emo where you tear all your begotten, so you tear the top and the bottom. But a woman tears the, I guess, would be the equivalent of the kikiriki, right, and the little, or the, they would rip in theory the shell first, turn the shell around backwards, then rip the sweater on top. That's what the Mechaber says. Now, we don't easily turn our begadim around, no? To turn it around, you'd have to go to the bathroom, get undressed, no? And Kriya by Ava V'Imai is supposed to be in public. So it'd be a little bit strange. I get an impression from reading the Badei HaShulchan that that's what he would encourage. He would say that a woman should rip the bottom, then turn it around, right? Go into the bathroom, turn it around, and then rip the top. Now, again, the Shach already asks Akasha, which is, one second, if we don't tear our undershirt, or we don't tear the chemise, so then what's the big deal? Right? There's going to be no chesaron in snias. So Taz quotes it, he thinks it's even going to be a chesaron in snias if people could see your undershirt. No? Unbelievable. It's like a madriga in snias. It's beferish in the Shach Rebbe Hossein, no? That it's instead of chesaron in snias even if your undershirt is noticeable. Okay. Now, I think today, women who sit Shiva, they only tear, they wear like a shell underneath and like a little colored, what are those things called on top? They have like a shell, and what do they wear on top of the shell? A blouse or something. So they tear the blouse and they leave the shell underneath. Thank you for... I think that's the practice. So even if it's not a blouse, if it's just like a pullover thing, that's what... the practices, which is not like this Rambam, the Sefer Mishmeres HaTahara L'Shitasai on page Ayin Beis recommends that since by other the Imo there's a dinah supposed to be Kirei Yakob Begodim, so therefore she should tear her top beged, like the blouse, and the bottom beged, she should tear the bottom of it. Like we spoke about in Se'if Be'. That's what Mishmaras HaTavra said, Lo Ra'isi No Hagen Kain, although L'cha'era does not sound so crazy. Now, there are differences in Kriya between Oviv V'imai and Sha'ar Kerovim. No? I should point out, by the way, that Kriya over here, there's a very long V'yar Hagra in the Islamic Bays about Kriya by Isha, right? There's a Girsa issue about whether or not there's a machlokes. That B'yar Hagra Islamic Bays really says a lot, but I'm running a little bit too far behind, so I don't know if we should talk about that. Differences between Aviv V'imai and Sha'ar Krovim. They are as follows. Kol Begodav that we spoke about. In Sif Yud Beis is another difference, at least according to the Mechaber, that by Aviv V'imo Tzarech L'Kraya Kol Hasafa. That means that you have to rip it in a way that the rip is noticeable, that you have to start from the edge. If you start from the middle, by Ovev V'imo, you're not Yotze. The Ramah, by the way, paskins that even by Sha'ar Krovim, you have to start from the edge. So that distinction, Sif Yud Beis, isn't so relevant. There's a distinction of Kriya B'fnim and B'chut. Like Sha'ar Krovim, you tear Kriya mi B'fnim. By Ovev V'imo, you tear mi B'chut. So there's a Machlokas HaRishonim, how you understand this. Ayin Rosh, he quotes a Machlokas in himself, and the Ritzkeyus, both opinions are paskins, like L'chumra over here, which is that by Aviv V'ima, you have to start the tear from the outside. By Sha'ar Krovim, you could put your hand under your shirt and rip it from the inside. That's one Perush. The other Perush is as follows, that by Sha'ar Krovim, you should tear Kriya not in public. By Aviv V'ima, you tear Kriya in public, again, to get people more upset, to increase the yodel. Now, I remember when my mother's sister was nifter, so my cousin Tzvi Engel did the Levaya. It was, my mother's sister was his grandmother. Tzvi Engel's like a rabbi in Chicago. So his wife is my cousin, so Tzvi did the Levaya. And I remember as he's doing the Kriya, so my mother was the only sister who was still alive, everyone else had passed away beforehand. So he tore for my mother in the room. You know, in like many of the funeral homes, you have a little room where the people come and they meet like before the ceremony, and then there's like the big funeral home room. So he tore for my mother in the room, and he tore for everybody else, for all the daughters, he tore outside. And that is proper. That's really proper, because Sha'ar Krovim, you tear me b'fnim. Aviv V'imo, you tear me b'chutz. Now, of course, for women, tearing me b'chutz is a little difficult because of the tznius concern. So one of the practices that's done is that they tear me b'chutz, but they turn to the side, and then they rip, and then sholauto la'alter, then they basically, here, this is in Se'if Tesvav and Shulchan Aruch, Ha'isha sholelas la'alter nekvayga. Even by Aviv V'imai, when you're not supposed to even baste it, sholel means like baste stitches, like very big stitches, but you basically put pins in right away, mishum kvoda, that's the other way of doing Kriya for women, especially if you have a woman who's not wearing like the kiki riki tzniyas thing, you tear Kriya. By the way, word to the wise as future rabbis, have a woman in your community at every levaya who knows how to tear Kriya, because you as a rabbi should not be holding women's garments and ripping them. Very not proper. No, have a woman do it. And you have to explain to the women the dinim of Kriya. When the first time I at my uncle's Levaya from the other side, and my father-in-law's brother's Levaya, so I did the Levaya, so my wife comes, and all of my cousins from that side, like not religious, but they agree that they're going to tear Kriya in honor of their father, in honor of Leon, and my wife, I asked my wife to tear Kriya, she's like, how do I do it? So I explained, you know, like, we as rabbis like have unfortunately a lot of experience of how to tear. You just have to explain how to tear. Now, There are differences between Aviv and Imai, also about Yad and Kli. No, I'll call HaKraivim, you can tear even the Kli. Aviv and Imai, you have to tear the Yad. We mentioned already for friends, oh my God, you said the practice is that you start with Kli, because it's very hard to just rip it on and on. And then the Ikka Kli, you have to do with Yad. The Ikka Kli, you have to do with your hands. We spoke about Sholel and Ma'acha, we spoke about Cholitz Kotev. These are all the differences. Now, there are two differences that make it in the poskim that are minhagim. These are all the dinim that are me ikar hadin that's found in the Gemara. There are two minhagim. One minhag, and everyone knows this one, that for Aviv v'imo you tear on the left side, and for Sha'ar Kraivim you tear on the right side. No? That's the well-known din. This comes from the Maharshal, I believe. Now, this is quoted both in the Shach and in the Taz and the Maharshal. It is problematic, because the Gemara tells us, and we spoke about this Gemara last time we learned, that, let's say you ripped Kriya, and then you hear about another mace. You ripped for Abba V'imai, then you hear that your son died, Rahman al-Atzlan. So you, right? You can't be Maisif on the same thing, but you have to be Marchik and Tevach and then rip, etc. Right? We spoke about the dinim that Kriya al-Abba V'imai, there's no Tosefes on it. One second. Why is there a whole conversation? If for Abba V'imai you turn on the left, if Shai Kraib you turn on the right, so then, let's get Menon, no? What do you mean it's like the same rib? Yeah, it's not the same rib. It's a totally different rib. Right, Lachar, what we see here in Shulchan Aruch in Se'if Chaf Beis and in Se'if Chaf Dalet, no? If you tear thinking it's your father and then you find out that it's your son who died, are you Yaitse, you're not Yaitse, etc. What do you mean? We have all these Minhagim. The Teretz is that these minhagim apparently are later than the Zman HaGemara. The reason for the minhag, the Bach says, is that you're supposed to tear by Ovev V'imai Achi Yagala Eslibo, to show that your heart is torn asunder. I think that's the official English expression. It's torn asunder. To show that your heart is torn asunder, rip Achi Yagala Eslibo, so that's why you tear on the left side. That's one minhag. You also see from that din that by Sha'ar Kraivim, you're allowed to tear Bifnei Am Ve'Eda also. Or by Ovev V'imai, you can tear inside your Yotzei. The Arzara says you're not Yotzei if you do it the opposite way. But you see from that din that you are Yotzei. Now, what happened? You tore Kriya. You think it's Ovev V'imai, turned out Sha'ar Kraivim. You think it's Sha'ar Kraivim, turned out it's Ovev V'imai. There's no discussion whether you're Yotzei or Sifchav Dalot. How do you have that discussion? Elamai says, with 5 on page Nun Beis, that you see that it's not ma'akev nitvi the arz everywhere. Okay. Another minhag that we have about difference between Aviv V'imai and that is what about on Chol HaMoed? Do you tear Kriya on Chol HaMoed? Unfortunately, I've done, I believe, in my lifetime, 3 levayas on Chol HaMoed already. And I'm not like... Right? Now, Chol HaMoed, do you tear Kriya? So the Mechaber writes the Chol HaMoed... you do tear Kriya. The Rama writes that the minhag is that we don't tear Kriya on Chol HaMoed besides Aviv V'imai. But the Rama says, B'makom she'ein minhag, you should tear Kriya for everybody. The Moshe Soloveitchik is quoted in the book Nefesh Herb, which is Nefesh Harav, but pronounced to wake you guys up. So Moshe Soloveitchik in the Nefesh Harav says that America's like a place where there's no minhag and you should tear for Sha'ar Kraivim also. I believe that in the Broyers Kehela, they don't tear on Sha'ar Kraivim. One time I did a Levaya on Chol HaMoed, so the sons tore Kriya. I spoke to them. They felt that they had like some Yekesha roots. The sons tore Kriya. The wife did not tear Kriya. The wife did not tear Kriya. It happens that the wife could not have stood up anyway, and then we had the other Shiloh that we discussed about tearing Kriya when you can't stand up. So these are some of the practices of Kriya. I think we're pretty much done with the dinim of Kriya. You should try to just read through the Mechabers and the Ramos over here in the Shach and the Taz, etc. But we've pretty much covered what we have to cover in Kriya. Mirtza Hashem, Nach Yontiv, we will learn Shin Mem Aleph and the dinim of Aninos. And we should have a good Yontiv. We should be Mekabel the Torah and learn Behasmada. Thank you.